Boom, 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 boom.
Yo, fam, I'm reading this stuff right now, yeah? I don't know if you've seen this. It says this Chinese woman left $2.8 million. Have you seen it?
Yeah.
Left $2.8 million fortune for her dog and cat.
Golly.
Because her children did not visit her when she was ill.
When she was ill.
That's mad, bro. Right. If you were a kid, bro, how you going to feel?
Bro, now they full pass. Bro, what? They've got themselves to blame, you know?
The kids?
Yeah.
Bro.
Bro, you know your mom is sitting on 2 point whatever million dollars or pounds or euros or whatever it is. And she's ill and you ain't going to go check her?
You tripping.
You're tripping.
But sometimes kids don't really think like that, though. The children don't even think like that. If they come from a rich home and everything.
Maybe they are good.
They probably, or maybe they just feel like, you know what? You know, their mom probably have told them before, they are on her will.
Mm.
So they're probably saying, I'm on the will anyways.
Like, fuck that bitch.
Not really fuck that bitch. You go
so
what I mean?
Why are you not going to visit her in the hospital when she's ill?
Yes. That's a very valid question. Right? But you know sometimes, you know, life sometimes get in the way. Huh. It happens.
Yeah, it happens.
No, that is the reason why I've heard people say, a lot of people say that they would prefer to have a daughter than a son.
Mm.
Because as a son, as men, you grow up, you're thinking about yourself, you're thinking about your life, your stress and everything. Daughters are a bit more caring to their parents.
Mm.
They are the ones that always go home and everything. You know, yes, you do have, you know, the son, you know, maybe you do have a son maybe here and there.
Yeah, yeah.
But in general, it's always the daughters.
I hear that. But guy, maybe where we're from, because like you and I, okay, let me say me, bro, I'm sure about you too.
Mm.
If you heard today that your mom or your dad is in hospital and it like for life changing
situation
or whatever, bro, you're going to go back.
Absolutely.
You're going to go back to go check them.
Absolutely.
If like a doctor called you, say, yo, like Tobes, like,
you got to be here.
Yo, you need to be here because we don't know if they are going to make it or not. Bro, you're going up. If my last 1K pounds, if that's all I had in my pocket, I'm booking a ticket. I'm booking a flight to Ghana to go spend that time with my mom or my dad.
I feel you.
But yeah, man. But I guess some people, depend on where you're from or how you was raised or whatnot, maybe to you.
Because, bro, see it this way, though. I hear you. But now see it this way. Over here, we see people.
Mm.
Once the parents get old, they take them straight to the old people's home.
They ship them to the...
Isn't it? Why do you think they do it?
They ain't got time, isn't it?
Because they ain't got time.
Yeah.
You know? And they probably might visit them maybe once in a while, maybe once a week, or even once a month. It happens. Yeah. Like, we hear that stories all the time.
True facts.
You know? Because life probably gets in the way or whatever. But they don't know, do my life thinking, you know what, God go punish you now, man. Yeah, you get me? I'm putting this on the dog and the cat.
But the woman to come on, dog and a cat, I give it to... Give it to like a charity or an orphanage or something, like a dog and a cat, 2.8 million.
Yeah. Fuck you, kids.
How long have they even got to live? Like,
it is what it is. It is what it is, bro. It is what it is. But you know what? Like, you hear a lot of this rich celebrities, right? Say this. I think I heard Jackie Chan say it. I think I heard Shaq. They always say, listen, hey, my wealth is not guaranteed that they're going to go to my kids, you know.
Mm.
Especially, see this way now. If you know that you got a child or kids are wayward, right?
Yeah, yeah.
They're useless. You've done everything. And you know that they are useless. Are you going to leave the money to them?
No.
You will not?
No.
Who are you going to give the money to?
So, I'll leave them some money, right? But I'm not going to leave it to them in a chunk. Maybe I'll set up a foundation or a payment system where every month they get like 5K or they get what they need to get them by.
Right.
You get what I mean?
Feel you.
I'm not going to give, say, 2 million to them. Boom. That's your inheritance. Nah. I'll set up a payment plan where every month they get the money they need. So I know they're good. Even if they're not working, it pays off their rent, their bills, their mortgage, whatever, gives them, yeah, till whenever.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I'm not going to leave them. I know, I'm not going to leave them hanging.
Yeah.
I'm dead. I don't need that piece no more. I've got kids. I've got family. I'm going to make sure they're good somehow.
Somehow, somewhere. I feel you. I might not do it monthly, but maybe just one of them ones where, depending obviously on the money that I've got, I might say, all right, for the next 5 years, this is what's going to get you by. And then at the end of the 5 years, some sort of a trust fund or whatever the case
something
is,
like that.
You know, for a period of time. And then, you know, just to make sure that, yes, they are useless, right? Yes, they are useless, but at least they got something.
Yeah,
bro, it's a bit of a tough one. But you see a lot of celebrities say that shit. You know, they always say, bro, I'm not leaving nothing to my kids if they don't fucking earn that shit, bro.
Yeah, I feel like a lot of celebrities though, bro, like their kids' upbringings are always different to normal people's kids' upbringings.
Of course,
celebrities are always on the move. Their kids are spoiled because, like, parents get money now.
Yeah, of course.
So their kids are spoiled. Their celebrities are on their move. Like, they are working. They don't spend much time with their families or their kids. So a lot of the time, their kids go the other way somehow.
The other way, bro.
They've got the money to go away. And then do what they want to do. And then, you feel me?
Yeah, so, it's a bit of a techie one still,
it's a techie one for them for sure.
It's a bit of a techie one, though.
But this dog and cat is going to live
their best. They are good, bro. They are proper good. Did you hear the story just before we started? But you hear the story of some old man who was very rich. And this the care woman was assigned to him and everything. And she was taking care of him and all that, right? And when the man died, that was when she found out that he added her to his will.
To the will.
You get me? And ultimately, she became a millionaire, bro.
Boom.
Just like that. I'm telling you, bro.
That is mad.
It's mad.
That is mad.
Yeah, man. It's listen, bro.
Instant life changing.
Yeah, brother. You good, though?
I'm all right. I'm all right, my guy.
Yeah, how
I'm
you feeling? Right. You feeling all right? Yeah, coming straight from work, yeah?
Coming straight from work, bro.
I feel you, bro.
How we go do them?
How we go
the
do
them, the hustle don't stop.
Happy birthday, Brody.
I appreciate you, bro.
Happy birthday. Happy birthday, man. You know, it's so crazy. You had to go work, bruv.
Bruh.
I thought you were going to take the week off.
I should have, to be fair, but guys, just another day. Like, what am I going to do sitting at home? It's just another day.
Chill.
If I'm not traveling, if I ain't got plans, bruh, what am I staying at home to do? Just go work, feel like a human being, and then keep it moving. It's just another day, man.
Yeah.
We can celebrate any other day. It don't matter.
I hear that, though. Yeah. I hear that. Do you get some nanny bread, though?
What is that?
You get me? Did you get some nanny bread, bruh?
What bread?
I'm asking you, bro. For your birthday.
Bread.
One of them ones where when some of the chicks say, yo, it's your birthday.
Is that what you're chatting about?
Yeah, that's what I'm chatting about, bro.
Bread. Some type of bread.
Like I said, some type of bread, bro. They asked Lil Wayne, what's your favorite food? He said, pussy, bro. I'm telling you, bro. That was what he said, bro.
Wheezy.
You get me?
Did you get some nanny bread on your birthday? No nanny bread, bro.
I honestly think that the most overrated type of sex is birthday sex, holiday sex, bruv. I hate it when some of these bitches say, yo, you know, it's your birthday. I'm going to give you some birthday sex like you've never had before. Bitch, it's the same.
What's she going to do different?
I know. That's my point. Bitch, it is the same 5 minutes, bruv. What are you about, bruv? What are you going to do, bruv? Are you going to be spinning in your head or something, bruv? What are you going to do?
She's going to wear lingerie for you, sexy lingerie, get some whipped cream and that. You get me? It makes it extra spicy.
Shit, bruv. I mean, if you want to make it spicy, we can have some threesomes, bruv. We can spice some shit up now, bro. We're talking about spicy, bro.
Man. Nah.
Or some holiday sex. Babe, when we get to the Dominican Republic, I'm gonna give you this pussy, bro. It is the same shit. It's
the same shit.
Just at different time zones.
Just different time zones. It don't change. It don't change nada.
You know what I'm saying? If we were fucking by 6 p.m. in London, the difference is we're probably going to fucking by 12 a.m. in fucking Dominican Republic, bro.
It's as simple as that.
I'm telling you, fam.
It's as simple as that.
Every time a girl have told me that, sex was shit, bruv.
But the only difference could be, bruv, you could be doing it with a view. Imagine if you did do the ocean day there.
The ocean day there, blue and that, bruv.
Yeah, maybe it might ginger you a bit more. Like, might, I don't know.
Abby, you talk King Kong?
You take King Kong small, bro. You know, watch the ocean, you get me? The doggy that's in, bruv. You never know.
I they tell you know what? Things like that might just make you want to do, like, on the balcony or something.
On the back, there we go.
Yeah.
Balcony type thing, like, you know, something dangerous.
But yeah, man.
Nah, it's mad.
Happy birthday, bro. Nah, happy thanks, birthday. Thanks, how you thanks, feeling? How you feeling? Well, how does it make you feel, man? You feel
I'm
good?
Not big, I'm not big on birthday, so, like, why I ain't going to lie.
Why is
bro,
that?
Since I hit the big 3-0, like, I've just not been that big on birthdays.
Not
like,
concerned about it now, isn't
nah,
it?
Nah.
Bro, it's so crazy because I don't know if it was you, but I was having this conversation with someone. I don't know if it was you or Kelly and then Rutenda or something. You know, because, you know, the chicks and everything, they take a week off work.
Mm.
They want to do this. They want to do that. They want to go partying and all this kind of shit. Bro, and I was explaining to her saying, bro, for us guys, we don't really care that much when it comes to our birthdays and even Christmas. I don't.
You said that Christmas time.
Yeah, I don't. Like, to me, just another day. Maybe because I don't have kids. Maybe by the time you have kids and everything, you know, the purpose of it, you know, just having to see the kids playing around, opening their presents and everything, maybe the essence will be there, you know. But for me, I know they even really care about that shit, bro. Even my birthdays. I don't really care. I don't really, it's just another day for me. Oh shit. I'm 30 something years old. All right. On to the next one. You got me? Like literally that.
You sure? You know, be you every birthday they travel, they go spend them on a different
continent.
No. You know, different time zone.
Yeah, but
treat yourself to like now they see you now. What are you chatting about, bro?
Yeah,
I see you,
bro. That's different.
Treating
bro.
Yourself. Your last birthday, where did you spend it?
What?
Where did you spend
it? I don't know. You tell me.
I'm trying to remember, but I know it was not in the UK.
I know
you're not spending your next birthday in the UK.
Nah, bro. I don't think I'm traveling this year, bro. I'm just going to chill this year, bro.
You sure about that?
Yeah, we'll find out then.
It'll soon come. October soon come. It'll be here with you.
Yeah, I mean. Nice one, bro.
Oh, shit.
Listen. Salute to every single one of you out there. Salute to all the freshers. You know, every single one of you, you can be anywhere in the world, but you're right here with us. And for that, we salute you guys, though. You get me? As you already know, it's your boy Toby and your boy Cole. Salute to Kels. He's not here today, as you guys already know, you know, because someone's going to put it in the comment section. Oh, where is Kelly? Yeah, listen, we are delivering 2 episodes per week. And obviously, we are working men, you know, so Kelly will not be able to make it. But on the weekend, obviously, it's going to be there. And
100.
And then, obviously, when the 3 of us can be around the same time, we'll be around at the same time.
Like last weekend. I hope y'all enjoy that episode.
Bro, they definitely did. If you look at the comments and everything, people were commenting everything, they definitely did. You know? As you already know, this is Fresh Off The Ball podcast. If you don't know, now you know. You get what I'm saying? Anything what you hear for here.
Not true.
Even if it's not true, it is true.
It is true
you
by
know?
Force.
And if you want to argue, hey, it is what it is, bruv. And that's still true. You get me? But subscribe to the channel, watch the videos, leave a like, leave a comment, share it, tell a friend to tell a friend.
Or tell an enemy to tell a friend.
Because they got friends too, you know? Or also the audio platforms as well. We are on there. Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Amazon, wherever you are, we are there. Shout out to the gang that's holding down the audio platforms for us and everything.
Respect you know to what I'm you saying? Guys.
Salute to every single one of you, bruv. For real.
Any money we I get like this, any little change, now enjoyment.
Yes, sir.
No worry about my future.
No.
My future no dey go anywhere.
No.
I go dey think about my future next year.
Yes. That is a whole Kojo.
Enjoyment.
That's a whole fact.
Let's go.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Listen, bro. I still do not believe that you kept a straight face. Yeah, to say that Wizkid's More Love, Less Ego, that you didn't like that album, bro. Did you just hear the song, Frames?
I never said I didn't like the album.
Bro, you said it, bro.
I said it was not one of his best.
Bro, listen. Listen, me personally. Okay, go on.
Yeah, no, it was not one of his best albums.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Bro, me personally.
To me, it doesn't beat Made in Lagos. That's all it is.
Made in Lagos is Made in Lagos.
I didn't enjoy More Love, Less Ego. I like it, but I did not enjoy as much.
I'm not going to lie to you, bro. I hear you. That's your opinion. Me personally, maybe because of my age.
Mm.
Yeah. Made in Lagos and More Love, Less Ego.
Mm.
Are top two Wizkid's album for me.
Mm.
I swear to God, right? Made in Lagos, More Love, Less Ego, in this order. Ooh, there will be a little tussle between Ayo and Sounds from the Other Side.
Mm.
Right?
I'll put Ayo before More Love, Less Ego.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Nah, bro. Okay, well
that is me. Yeah.
I love More Love, Less Ego, bro. I think it's a very matured sound. Now everyone can argue whether, you know, he marketed it properly or promoted it or whatever or stood by it, you know, the different opinions that people have.
Mm.
But when I'm talking about sonically, good music. Once again, obviously, I'm in my 30s.
But everybody and in definition of good music. So you can't... Someone might be in their 40s, 50s, but then they'll prefer a different type of sound.
Yes, people are different.
More Love, Less Ego. So I don't think it's got anything to do with age or anything.
Fair enough. But me personally, this is the kind of music that I enjoy.
That you enjoy.
Like music like Frame, like very calm, smooth, you know, type of music. And that's the reason why, you know, even in the mixtape that he just dropped, IDK with Zlatan, you know, that type of thing, like that smooth sound, bro. To me, that's the Wizkid that I like. You know, yes, sometimes he might dabble into, you know, amapiano, lamba type thing. Or you get me, street sound, cool. You know, but the whiskey that I love is the smooth music, bro.
Okay, you know, I hear that. I hear that, bro.
You know,
and I hear that. That takes, well, I'm not taking anything away from More Love, Less Ego, but no, I hear what you're saying still.
Yeah, bro. But that's me though, anyways, bro. Anywho, listen, bro, as you were talking and we were talking about traveling and everything, yeah, something literally came into my mind, bro. And this is, I've been really thinking about this, bro.
What is it? Or are you booking a private jet?
No, bro. Why is it, yeah, that all our boys that are in relationship, why is it that men that are in relationship, yeah, they don't do boys' holidays? All my boys that we know of, whenever you say, yo, fam, let's plan some boys' holidays, bro, my girl, my wife, they go kill me, bro. Bro, I'm thinking, yo, you lot are not making this relationship thing look like fun. It looks like you're in prison, bro. It looks like you're in jail. Am I tripping? Am I bugging?
You're not bugging, but I don't think anyone has come to me straight to say, nah, they can't make it.
The art in relationship.
Yeah. They will make it, but they won't tell you, nah, I can't make it.
What do you mean that they will make it, but they will tell you?
No, they won't make it. They are not gonna make it.
Okay.
But they don't tell me straight that, nah, I'm not gonna make it.
Why do you think that is? Because you see women that are in relationships.
Yeah, yeah.
They do girl strips.
Yeah.
They don't have no issues about
that. No.
Right? But the guys, for some reason, because I want us to decipher why we
do you think this is just me throwing, I don't know. Do you think maybe the woman has got something around their neck, like something against them, where like it could be that maybe they cheated before, so then, I don't know. Like, I'm just thinking outside the box right now at this point.
Okay, cool. That can be one option.
So maybe
that can be one option.
They don't tell them, say, yo.
Okay, for.
you're not allowed no boys.
but you see, that is part of the reason why, yeah, I said to you, yeah, God forbid though. But if at some point in my life, yeah, if I get caught, bro, I don't think I can be in a relationship because of shit like this. So because you caught me 3 years ago. Because I cheated 3 years ago and you found out. Now I'm not even allowed to have a life. Okay, cool. That's another option.
That is just, you know, I'm just throwing out.
Yeah, of course.
You know.
Yeah, of course. That's another option, yeah. But then also, because I was having this conversation. Yeah, this was like about 2 weeks ago. But then I forgot to bring you up on the pod, up until now, right? Sometimes, I believe that sometimes we think, yeah, as men, we think that our girlfriends or our wives will not allow us travel. It's not really the women. Sometimes it's the men.
But why should you even think that? Why would you not be allowed to travel? Like, why? It'll be your life.
Yeah, but that's because sometimes you kind of feel like, you know, that, you know, she might start saying, oh, why are you going on boys' holidays? You know, the aggro that comes with it type thing. You get what I mean? The stigma that comes with it.
I hear that.
You know, so a lot of guys don't even want to have that conversation.
See, if you're in that soup, you need to go and rejuvenate your relationship because that is not a healthy relationship.
Bro, I'm telling
you. If you feel like you cannot tell your missus you're going on a boys' holiday, then...
You're on a long thing,
my
bro.
Brother.
You're not alone.
I don't know how you're living in that house. I don't know how you guys cohabit in that house.
Bro, I told him. I was like, listen, bro, you lot don't make this relationship thing.
Sound like
something someone will want to gain to. Because it sounds like you are in fucking Belmarsh, bro.
No. You should be able to, like, bro, we're doing a boys' holiday this year, ain't we? Like, well, yeah. It's in the cards. And I want to.
I want to do a nice boys' holiday.
Yeah, bro.
You get me? And I want to do a nice boys' holiday with my boys. Like, you go, I mean, you lot come out and everything. You know, even if a couple days, 3 days, 4 days, or whatever the case is.
Just
you know, everyone chill out,
chat
Airbnb,
shit,
have a good time.
Chat shit, get drunk. you know, like a whole different time zone somewhere.
Decompress,
nice, warm, decompress, like do what you want to do without feeling that extra pressure of, oh shit, I'm waking up to go to work tomorrow. Yeah, oh shit. Bro. Like, yo, with your boys, it's not just about night outs where you just go out for a couple of hours and then, nah, you need days, you need a week.
I know. Bro.
Maybe a couple
who
of days.
Who tell these people, man?
Just go out with your boys, chat shit, reminisce about the good old days, whatever shit you used to do when you was 18 or 19 or whatever.
Just have a good time.
Just
with
have
your
a
boys,
good time.
Man.
You get me? Going on, I get it. Maybe some women might think, boys are going on holiday to go and do some dumbness.
But they always think that anyways.
That's not what it's about.
That is not what it's
about.
That
is not what it's about. You just want to, the same way we like to go on holidays with our girls. You get me? It's the same way it would be nice to go on holiday with your boys.
That's it.
And you just get relax, me? Catch it. Yeah. Like, relax.
Just because you're in a relationship does not mean that you're in prison, bro.
Nah. Relationship should be fun. You look, if you do that, like Toby, you said it, man. You're putting certain people off from getting into relationships.
Fam, they are, bro. I swear to God, they are, bro.
Because if not so, then yeah.
If said that's what relationship be, nobody would go enter.
Exactly.
Now. You got me? Exactly. That shit doesn't look like fun, bro.
I get if you've got kids, that might make it a bit more difficult.
Yeah, but if you look at the finances, okay, finances, whatever the case is, okay, cool.
But
whatever.
Even then, now and then. I'm not saying once
bro.
A year, but now and then.
You do something.
Do
man.
Something.
Do something with your boys, bro. You get what I'm saying? But yeah, man, that shit was crazy, bro. You get me? But anywho's, bro, let's jump into this, man. Let's jump into some fun shit, bro.
Yeah, might as well.
You get what I'm saying? So obviously, over the weekend and that, you know? OBO, Davido.
OBO.
Shut down the O2, bruv.
As expected.
Shut down the O2 and everything.
Yeah.
Seeing some of the comments, a couple man them sent some things into my DM and shit.
What did they say? What did they put in your DMs?
You know, bros. Some of them were sending videos into my DM and everything.
Of the concert?
Not even of the concert. Did you see a viral video that was going around of some girl? What she said about, you know, Nigerian artists.
Nah, what did she say?
Some concerts and everything. She went to the Davido concert.
Mm.
Sometimes, I kind of feel bad. Yeah, all you listeners, I will give this little PSA. All you listeners that are in different camps, you guys are not going to use me or use this platform for your ulterior motives, bruv. You know what I'm saying? Because you see people with the whiskey camp. If any bad thing happens with Davido's camp, they will send it in. You see people with the OBO camp. If anything happened with Bonaboy camp, they will send it in. You know what I mean? And I appreciate you lot sending off the updates and that. But sometimes I kind of feel like you guys are trying to use us. You know, for your ulterior motives, bro. Don't you think, bro?
I'm sure they are, bro.
I'm telling you, bro. You know what I mean? I'm thinking, yo, what the fuck is wrong with these people,
bro? They're always going to try and play their cards.
They are playing their cards, bro. You get me? But salute to you guys and everything, bro.
Well, that's what we're here for. That's what we're here for.
Listen, we're just here to have fun and everything, bro. For real. So, obviously, the concert happened. I watched it. Obviously, I didn't go. You know, I had my little opinion of why I wasn't going to go.
Yeah.
Right? Which we're going to get to that because I got quite a little backlash because of that. Because of my opinion. Yeah. You know, some people are cussing me out and everything, which is cool, you know. But I watched you on YouTube. Really good concert. You know, he did his thing. The outfits were crazy, obviously.
Mad.
The outfits were crazy. The boot, I think the boot that he was putting on was a Christian Louboutin boot.
Mad. You know, that white outfit with like a pouch or a bag or a big pouch behind. I love that one, man.
Yeah, man. He was there. Obviously, his wife was there as well.
Yeah, you know,
representing, styling and profiling.
You get what I mean? As she should.
Yeah, man. The place was packed up and all that. People really had a great time. You know, so I really watched the whole thing and everything, and Mama was going through his hits, hits after hits. And when I was watching that shit, right, something came into my mind. What year do you think was peak Davido?
Peak Davido.
Because I've got
You're going to probably say I'm chatting shit, or you're going to disagree with me, but I think peak Davido was last year.
Timeless?
Yeah.
Hell, okay, well, that's your opinion, but I disagree.
I think that was peak Davido, you know?
Is it?
Yeah, yeah.
I would say he rejuvenated himself.
He rejuvenated, and it can still be peak.
No, hell no.
It can still be peak.
Hell no.
Bro.
Hell
to
no.
To me, that is the peakest I've seen Davido.
You're crazy.
See, there's different levels to this peaking shit.
Oh, go on.
If you ask me before Unavailable, if you ask me before Timeless,
yeah.
If you ask me before Away yeah. Now, if yeah. you ask me for all of that, yeah. right? I would have said when he dropped. Give me a second.
Bro, I'm waiting for you, bro. I am waiting for you to drop.
I would have said,
go on.
When he dropped, If I Tell You, Say I Love You.
If.
Yeah.
Okay.
I would have said that was his peak. And before then, I would have said when he dropped, what's this album called?
I know the album you want to talk about. Are you going to talk about A Better Time or A Good Time?
A Good Time. So it's been, there's different peaks to this shit.
Hell
but man. I'll say his highest peak.
Yeah.
Like his Mount Kilimanjaro peak.
Yeah.
Was last year.
Bullshit.
Timeless.
Wait, are you saying that because of social media?
I'm not saying that because of I'm saying that because of the music he's put out there.
Hell no.
I'm saying that because of the music he put out there, the manner in which he put out there, the heights his music reached.
All right.
You know, the number of listens I listened to his music, like the listens I had.
Well,
okay. I listened to his like tons of times. I was going back and replaying shit. Like it was on my top list. Timeless was there. I'm talking from my eyes.
Mm.
You feel me? I'm not talking from everyone else's point of view. I'm talking from my point of view.
I hear you. I hear you. I hear what you're saying, bro. And that can be very, very debatable. Mm. Timeless is timeless, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
Right? But nobody was touching 2017 to 2019 Davido.
You think?
What?
That is
crazy, bro.
You know why? The comparison. What you're doing right now is the reason you're not picking Timeless as his peak is because there's other artists in the game that are going toe-to-toe with him.
No.
That is overshadowing his peak.
No. I'm talking about Davido against Davido, not against anyone else. Right.
So you're saying 2017
to 2019. Yeah, the hits, that boy was on fire. That boy was MJ on steroids, bro. I am telling you, bro.
MJ on steroids.
I'm telling you, MJ on steroids, bro. What? Fam, no matter what Davido drops, yeah? Cool, Unavailable is Unavailable. I get it.
Yeah, it's not just Unavailable.
But bro, once Assurance, once Fall, once If, are
risk
you mad?
Risk it, your body, risk
it. Are you crazy, bruv? You get me? Like, to me, that was peak Davido. Mm. What happened was, obviously, you go through hills and valleys, right?
Mm-hmm.
I think what he has done now with this album is he reinvented himself.
Yeah, yeah.
You go, I mean, he reinvented himself a whole different, he played around with different sounds and everything. You know, he reinvented himself, which I'm happy for him.
Because it perfectly worked.
You got me? And if he can keep up to this, he will go back to where
so
he was.
So you're saying he's dropped?
He dropped before now.
Mm.
He kind of dipped a little
bit. But at the minute, you're saying his level has dropped compared to between 2017 to 2019, as you said.
Yes.
Was his highest peak.
Yes. It kind of dipped, right? Before Timeless.
Mm.
Before Timeless. Now, after Timeless, he's on the trajectory right now.
Mm.
You get what I mean? Now, he has to keep it up, obviously.
Yeah, yeah.
You get me? But I'm talking about for a period of 2017 to 2019, yeah? That's 2 years.
Mm.
That boy was on fire. That boy was on fire, bro. Whenever them songs come on stage...
No, I still disagree.
I'm telling you, bro. Go and play them
right
songs
now.
Bro.
She go chop my money. Tell them say she go. Hey,
no,
Nah, these songs are doing the most to me. Like, they are doing things to me.
No, I agree with you.
I know Eve, Fall, Assurance, all these songs, they touch my soul. But this current caliber of music from Timeless, from the album Timeless, I feel like they've penetrated my soul. Mm. They've not just touched my soul, they've penetrated it.
Mm.
I'm telling you, bro, Timeless was on my playlist for like a good 5 months.
No, I still play Timeless here today.
Yeah.
I still play Timeless here today. I'm looking at Timeless as a body of work, right? Mm, mm. Because I believe we've had this conversation here before. A couple years ago, yeah, Afrobeats were not really big on albums.
Yeah, yeah.
It was big on hit singles.
Hit singles, yeah.
You know what I mean? And dude was going crazy on the hit singles. You know what I'm saying? Now, but the albums were not really hitting. Like, you wouldn't say it's a cohesive body of work.
You pick a couple from it.
You pick
a
couple singles here and there, which was what he was doing, because some of them songs even came out like 2 years before, but he just put them on the album. You get me? Like, he did the same thing with Vocalistic as well. You get what I'm saying? But Unavailable is a great body of work. You can put on the album and the way it goes, the storyline around and everything, is a great body of work.
You're not skipping.
Yeah, you're not skipping it. Right? And also, you can tell he's matured as well. I mean, he's in his 30s now.
Yeah.
Right? So, when I look at it, in terms of artistry, in terms of him being on a stride and everything, I believe he's like this. Yeah?
He's going up.
Going up. But then, 2017, 2019, he was here.
Mm. You've got a point.
You get what I'm saying?
You've got a solid point.
Yeah, he was here and everything. And when I'm looking at him and all that, bro, I'm happy for dude and all that. You can tell he's having a great time.
Mm.
You know, I enjoyed the concert.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, and two things can be true, because I'm going to flip the coin very soon.
I'm sure you
are. And some people are not going to like what I'm going to say. But I'm going to say I enjoyed the concert. Mm-mm, it was a very good concert, successful. You know, he started on time. They didn't do no African time thing and everything. My man started on time, fucking killed it.
Mm.
You get what I'm saying? And I think they are in Paris now.
Oh, swear.
Yeah. They are in Paris and everything. You know, so because it's a Timeless though, isn't it?
Yeah,
killing that shit. You know? Now, obviously, after the concert, the trolls, they had to do what the trolls do.
Mm.
So I think he said something about the next thing was going to be the stadium.
Uh-huh.
Right? And a troll was like, how can you do the stadium? Like something like that. I can't really find where I kept it. Yeah, because I saved it and everything. You get what I'm saying? And he told them, your mother. I'm telling you, bro. He told them, your mother. Which, when I looked at that, why did I? You know what I mean? So, he's planning that the next year was going to be a stadium thing, which I think he can pull it off.
He can pull it off. I don't think he can. I'm not going to say I think he can pull it off. He will pull it off.
He needs to have a dope year.
Yeah, yeah.
I think the stadium thing might be next year.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right? But this year,
prior to that,
he needs to go on a run.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean? He needs to go on a run and get ready for that for next year. Right? So overall, I enjoyed the concert. Now,
yeah, let's get to the nitty-gritty of
Can we get to the nitty-gritty of everything? I am sick and tired of that fat dude, right? Who's always on stage, bruv.
Guy, why are you body shaming him?
I'm not body shaming him.
No.
But he's a big guy.
He's not that big.
Cool. I'm not gonna.
Come on, my man is not that big.
Okay, I'm not gonna.
I saw a few pictures that captured him in a bad.
Who do you think I'm talking about?
Wait, who are you talking about?
Exactly. That's what you should ask me.
Oh, okay.
Wait, who do you think I was talking about?
I thought you were talking about Davido.
No, come on, bro. This guy, bro. This guy, you're crazy as hell, bro. What the fuck?
No, but did you see some pictures of Davido looking big though?
He's always been chubby though.
Been chubby, but he's not that okay. Anyway,
but that's not who I'm talking about.
Who are you chatting about?
This dude not threw me on my steez, bro. I'm talking about that hype man. That's this hype guy that's always on stage.
Yeah. I see that guy.
You know what I mean?
I came across his name one time in the comment section of one of Davido's posts. I can't remember his name.
Bro, are you a hype man or are you a security guy or are you just standing around? If you want to do, for anyone that wants to be a hype man on stage, if you must be on stage with the main act, you should go and watch Busta Rhymes. And what's that guy's name again? His name was, but anytime you see Busta Rhymes on stage, right?
Well, he's there with him.
The dude is there with him. When you're talking about a hype man, yeah, he is there. Or you should go and see 50 Cent or Uncle Luke, right? Or the other guy. I've forgotten his name as well. Black.
So what's wrong with this hype man?
Bro, dude is just standing around. He just stand around on stage and everything. Like, to me, it doesn't look professional, opinion, right? And the thing is, maybe, and when I speak like this, you know, some of the listeners, some of the viewers might get offended, whatever the case is, bro. I believe in excellence. I grew up watching a Michael Jackson. I grew up watching Marvin Gaye. I grew up watching now Beyonce. You know, like, to me, those are, no matter how you want to slice and dice it, right? Those are the bars when you're looking at stage performance and how a stage should look. That is part of your artistry. That should be an experience. The whole shit of people just standing around on the stage, right? And you're seeing people, nah, bro. You get what I'm saying? Like, the focus should be, in my opinion, on the artist. You get what I'm saying? Like, all your guys be backstage. You get what I'm saying? Like, when you watch Beyonce, Hato and everything, bro, like, it's an experience. When you see Usher, when you see Chris Brown, when you see Kendrick, like, all those people, is an experience. You get what I'm saying? And to me, honestly, because I like Davido. Yeah? I think, one, the quality of the stage, people should not be standing around on your fucking stage,
bro. No, but bro, I noticed who you're talking about, but he was doing the most when Davido was not on stage.
Okay, and he's on stage, walk out of stage.
When Davido is on stage, he leaves the stage to Davido his thing.
No, but he's standing around.
He's still like, yeah, bro, maybe not bodyguard, maybe not co this and that.
Nah, bro.
You get me? Bro. It could be a bodyguard. He could be his bodyguard as well. He could be there for, like, in case anyone was to run up onto the stage or something. You never know. And every artist has this kind of person either lurking around by the stage or something, waiting in case anybody. You get me?
If you want to be by the stage or around the stage, whatever the case.
And I don't think even the cameras never really.
Yeah, I did. Definitely did.
Well,
definitely did.
I can't defend this one, to be fair, but then
go on. Are you speechless, bro?
No, looking past that, bro, it was a lot of effort was put into the stage craft and all of that.
No, it looked good.
It looked so good.
It looked good.
When at one point where everyone came in black, and then, bro, that whole, it was, you could tell that they really rehearsed for every shit they did on that stage.
As they should,
yeah. And my favorite part was when Angelique Kidjo came on stage, bro.
No, she definitely killed it.
The energy, you know, the crowd, everyone was like, it was fire. Obviously, Davido knows a bit dance too much, but you could tell Angelique was going in and then my man was going around trying to do his thing as well to blend in. Bro, I enjoyed it. It was a successful concert.
I enjoyed it.
You get me? The hits were flowing. The crowd were involved. The lights were there. Bro, it was sick. It was sick. It was fire. That is a 9.8 out of 10 type performance.
Nobody is saying that. I don't know. When we are on the positive side, you didn't say all this. Now,
I was waiting for you to land, didn't it? Now, I was waiting for you to land.
Now we flip the coin.
I was waiting for you to land.
If you want
to
bring in the positivity, go with the positivity.
I'm a patriot of Afrobeats. I don't pick and choose.
You do, bro.
I don't pick and choose an artist based on the fact that I like this artist more. I don't say, oh, I like this one more than this person. I listen to them for their good music.
Nobody's doing that.
But if everyone... If an artist fuck up, or if an artist does something where I know they like, or if a statement is made and I agree or disagree with it, I'm going to voice it out. So it's not like I'm not gaslighting Davido's concert or anything. I'm not doing that.
Mm.
It was just a beautiful concert and I wish I was there.
I agree with you. I don't know. Yeah, this is the thing. I agree with you. I don't understand what angle you're going to, bro. I agree with everything you're saying. I think it was a cool concert.
Calm.
Right? You get me? I think it was a good concert. But I'm going to my opinion from last week.
Mm-mm-mm.
Yeah. Now I'm gonna get off Davido. I will get off Davido now. So this is not about Davido now.
Mm-mm-mm-mm.
Because a lot of people slid into my DMs and everything and say, oh no, you should have said that, boom, 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 boom.
Well, because you said you're not paying to go watch.
Because I said, that an artist needs to get to a point in terms of their artistry and their performance for me to go pay and watch this person.
Yeah, yeah.
Because to me, I just don't go to a concert because of. You get me? I go to a concert because I want to see this person's greatness in terms of their artistry, their performance, their stage presence, all that shit. You get what I'm saying? And to me, that's for a reason why I pick and choose who I go to go watch.
It's you, isn't it? Like,
you know what I mean? Yeah, yeah. Like, it's me. Like, that's the reason why I went to see Kanye West and Jay-Z watch The Throne.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? Until today, it's still right here in my head.
Mm, mm, mm.
I've seen Kendrick. You know what I'm saying? I've seen Usher. I've seen Chris Brown. You know what I'm saying? Now, last year, I saw Bono. You get what I'm saying? And part of the reason was, Bono, to me, he got to that point where I was like, you know what? I believe, having watched him on YouTube so many times, I believe in this guy when it comes to stage, bro.
Mm.
I need to go see this guy live.
Yeah, nah, you're not the only, bro.
You get what I'm saying? Yeah, yeah. I said that last year.
You did say that last week.
Last week. Now, this is a video that somebody sent to my DM.
Yeah, but that's her opinion. That's her opinion. Maybe she's got certain things that she looks out for when she goes to a concert, when she goes to an Afrobeats concert. But that's not what everyone else looks out for.
What do we mean by, what do we mean by an Afrobeat concert?
Or an Afrobeat artist concert?
No, what do we mean by that? Afrobeat
is a sound, is a music genre.
No, you're not understanding my question, right? Part of the thing is, when I say what I say, and this is now, we have gone off Davido. We are not talking about Davido, right? To some extent, I actually agree with her. Because you know why? We, as a culture sometimes, we expect the bare minimum, or we cheer up the bare minimum, and say, oh my God, it's such a great concert, boom, 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 boom. And when you look at that concert, when you put it bar to bar with some international world artist or whatever the case is, right? Sometimes our bar is here. It's so low because some of these artists jump on stage, just jump around and everything. The voicing, they probably sing out of tune. They probably sing, you know what I mean? Like, and you realize how much fine tuning that they do in the studio, right?
Mm.
They're jumping around, boo, 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 you know, all this kind of things. And yes, people are having a good time, you know, because maybe they love the song, so not this kind of shit, right? Mm. But when you actually look at it, right, and grade it by artists from the international stage, wherever it is, you realize, bro, it's not even close, right? Because we grew up in a time where artists have to do like stage coaching and all those kind of things, right? Where you see an artist stand on the stage by themselves, you think you're looking at 10, like 10 people, 100 people, they're just there because their stage presence is so big.
Mm.
You get what I'm saying? A lot of these artists, a lot of these record companies don't do that anymore.
Mm,
they just go, you drop a song on your social media, you blow up, this record companies will just go and just grab you and everything and just put you on tour and just stay to go.
No, there's no coaching. No, you've got a point. That is my point.
Like, there's an art to this.
But I feel like, bro, I feel like it's changing. I feel like Afrobeat artists are putting, they are putting so much more effort into their stage presence these days. Like, bro, they are spending money to make it look good, even though they might not be performers and they can only put like 10% into the whole artistry of.
But that's where the issue is.
Which is fine. It's not everyone that can perform like what we want to see. But then at least you can see that they are putting in effort with their stage presence, with bringing other people onto stage, with their dances and all of that. They are putting in effort. Bro, not be everybody go fit dance and then have that energy on stage like some artists.
Bro, you don't even need to dance.
But they are putting in all the other efforts, bro. Like, they are putting the lighting, the sound quality, the dancers, the backup singers. I feel like they are doing that. Bro, we are getting there.
I don't want... Yes, we are getting there.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean? Yes, we are getting there. But I just sort of feel that I understand what this girl is saying. When you look at someone like Burnaboy, I didn't want to just mention
names. But she can't. She said, they're all crap or they're all shit or whatever. I disagree with that comment.
Okay,
of
cool.
Of her saying, apart from Burnaboy, they're all whack. Bro, you can't say that.
Okay, cool. I get that. But I think I understand what she was trying to say. When you look at Burnaboy on stage, you've never seen him on stage, have
no,
you?
No, I haven't.
When you watch this guy on stage, yeah, you can put him on par with, name it, a Chris Brown or Usher. Name it. Yeah, but you know what I'm saying?
But you do realize these are, not every artist can be like that. They are selective artists.
Yes,
that have got
but
that.
But the thing is, yes, I hear you. I hear you, Cole. But the thing is, we live in a generation, because this is not just exclusive to Afrobeats.
Yeah, yeah.
We also see that in hip hop. When you look at hip hop before this new generation, yeah, bro, even when they jump on stage and everything, like you can, it's artistry on stage. When you look at
It was not all of them. 50 Cent would not be doing what Kanye West and Jay-Z do on stage. 50 Cent will come on stage, he barely even moves.
But he's moving the crowd.
Yeah, David don't move the crowd, bro. What are you talking about?
Bro,
Usher can move the crowd.
Bro, I don't think you understand.
They all found ways and other ways to move the crowd, and that's the most important thing.
I don't think you understand what
you don't need to be. Obviously, Burnaboy is a performer. Chris Brown is a fucking amazing performer. All these people you're saying, they are performers. So that adds an extra oomph to the crowd. It adds an extra presence to the stage. But it don't be every artist will go fit do that.
Then you need to put in more practice.
You don't think they are doing that?
We can't make excuses. Bro,
I think they are doing that. I think they are, and they are doing a pretty good job.
I think, I know a couple names in my head that when I watch them on stage, they have hits, yes. When I watch them on stage, I'm like thinking, bro, you're just jumping around and everything. You're making, you get what I mean? On stage and everything. Yes, the lighting is there and all this kind of shit, right? But when you're talking about performing, right? For example, Adele, she's not dancing.
No, she's not.
But when you watch her on stage, she's a performer on stage. When you watch Ed Sheeran on stage, he's a performer. Like, it's a skill that you have to hone it. You get what I'm saying? It's not just, yes, you might have the music and everything. You might have the studio hits and all this kind of stuff, right?
Mm.
But I'm talking about that stage thing, right? And I think to some extent, it's still lacking in our culture. And I think a lot of the artists need to work on their stage presence. Now, she might be very, very harsh on that thing and everything. And so all of them are whack on everything. Cool. But I think I kind of understand where she is trying to say. You get what I'm saying? Because Burnaboy successfully has really worked on his stage thing, in my opinion, right? Also, back to Davido, I honestly wish he can have his own band.
Mm.
I think it's gonna help so well with his performance. You know what I'm saying? He can have his own band that they are traveling with him 24/7. Mm-hmm, vocalist, mm-hmm, instrumentalist, mm-hmm. Whatever the case is, right? Like, he's got the money. Now, who knows? I don't know. Obviously, I don't know the man's pocket or his priorities and everything, right? But someone like him, someone like Wizkid, bro, they need to have their own band. Like
their own band, you know? That-
like, they practice every single time. They practice every single time. And, like, the thing will just gel. You know what I mean? It's just seamless and everything, bro. You know? And I believe, I might be wrong, but I believe that that's part of what helps Burnaboy with his whole stage thing. You got me? It plays a big role. It plays a big role, in my opinion.
Yeah. You know? I hear that. I hear that still.
You know? This not against Davido for people that are listening, you know, because everybody got inside to criticize the guy. You got what I'm saying? I enjoyed the concert.
No, it was a good. I wish I was there,
bro. You were saying that since last year, bro. I don't know the reason why you didn't go. Bro.
It looked like an enjoyable concert.
You got what I'm saying, but salute to him though.
Fully packed. Salute.
Salute to him. Did you hear what my man said, Davido?
Well, what did he say
on his interview? He was being interviewed in, I believe, in
Paris.
He was being interviewed in Paris.
Play that shit.
And this is what my man said, bro. Hold on. This is what he said. I got so many shit saved on my phone because of this.
Over them podcast. All
right, cool. This is what he said. So they asked him if he deserves a Grammy.
You know, this year you've been nominated for three Grammys. You've had three nominations at the Grammys. For you personally,
salute to him though.
For someone who's already in whatever shape the scene of Afrobeats has been, has always been at the forefront, one of the big names. What does this acknowledgement from an awards show like the Grammys mean to you personally?
Man, shout out to the Recording Academy. You know what I'm saying? Like, and this is my first nomination ever. You know what I'm saying? So it's crazy to just get three at one time. But you know, we worked really hard,
undeniable.
You know what I'm saying? On this album, on this record, and you know what I'm saying? I was just always patient. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? If you ask me if I deserve Grammys in the past, if you ask me, I need 20 Grammys already. even before.
I gotta say, he's at 20 Grammys 20 already. 20
Grammys
bro.
Already.
What do you think about that statement?
Getting nominated for a Grammy Award is not easy, yo. It's not easy. But, I mean, he's got a point in what he's saying. But at the end of the day, we need to realize that Afrobeat is only just being recognized now.
Boom.
You get me? Boom. That simply answers the question.
You hit it right there on the head.
Yeah.
Because I agree with you. He has a point.
Mm-hmm.
Now, obviously not 20 Grammys.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
But once again, if Afrobeats was recognized from 2015, around that era.
Yeah.
I'm sure he would have grabbed
one. I'm pretty sure he would have grabbed one by now. One or two, a couple by now.
At least.
I'm sure Wizkid would have grabbed some. I'm sure all these like big boys would have grabbed one. But then we know we were not really in the mix at that point.
No, we were not.
You get me? We've only literally just come into the mix in the last year or two. You feel me? So you can't expect to win Grammys when you're not in the mix. Like when you're not even getting nominated. Like you're not getting nominations.
Bro, are you crazy?
You hear me?
Are you crazy? Yeah. When
I if she belong to me and I belong to her, my baby, she gonna give me some. Yo, bro.
What are you mad?
No.
Give me assurance. Assurance. Hey. Where you there, Chris?
Oh shit!
Risky,
but nah, that was a tune. I'm telling you, bro. Davido has been. He's been a top boy for a minute, bro.
I'm telling you, bro. The run he had at that time,
and his music videos were always on point. They were always on point.
But I'm telling you, bro. The run he had at that time, yeah, he would have grabbed a couple still.
Yeah, 100%.
He would have grabbed a couple still.
But nobody was fucking with Afrobeats like that, so...
It's just one of them ones,
It's one of them ones. But now, I'm glad we're getting the recognition.
Fam, I hope he gets one.
I hope he gets one of the nominated, you know, one of the thingy that what he's been nominated for. But obviously, chatting about that, Big Ben has also got 3 nominations, isn't it?
Yeah, my man, it's coming, bro.
It's coming.
And he's performing too.
And he's performing, brother.
Fuck it, hell, bro.
You said this weekend. You said it the other day. I think he's definitely gonna get at least one of them awards.
I think he might get one.
Yeah, I think he might get one. The fact that he's performing, bro, if they don't give him an award, burn that place down, brother.
Bro, fam, I think he is gonna lit that stage up, bro.
I'm not gonna be surprised if he wins all 3 or at least 2 of the awards that he's been nominated.
It's a tough one, but I hope he gets one. I hope Davido gets one. I think Davido deserves one.
He does.
I'm rooting for the guy though. I'm rooting for the guy with that album. I'm rooting for him. You know, and I think he's gonna get one. I think Bonner will get one too. You know, but I'm looking forward to that performance.
That performance, though, brother. Let's see. The way they hype Ben up for here.
God. Let's make everybody go watch him, bro.
Let's see.
I tell you.
He better not flop. I don't think he will. I don't think he's gonna miss. That guy has not missed so far. He's not missed so far.
I'm sure that
it's gonna be fire.
I think they are in LA now or something. I think so.
Oh, they're already in LA. Yeah, that's where the awards is. It's gonna be in LA. Is it Sunday?
So it's on Sunday.
Sunday, you get me?
And Diego is coming on Saturday.
Oh shit.
Diego will come and sing Bon Appétit praises, bro. I know Diego, bro. Diego, bro, we spoke on the phone. He was like, bro, I am coming, bro.
Yeah.
You get me? He said, yo, Saturday, I will be there, bro.
My man's coming to lick Ben's
This guy, bro.
if somebody's comparing Bernard to MJ and that, I'm not saying he can't be compared to MJ, but if you're going to be comparing Bernard Boy to Michael Jackson and that, yo, you're literally licking his boots.
Fam, you said my man glazing, fam. He's glazing heavy, bro. He says glazing heavy, bro. You get what I mean? He's doing stunts and everything on there, bro. Yeah. Nah, bro. Listen, salute to Diego, bro. Salute to Diego and everything, bro. I'm looking forward for the guy to come through, man. Because I know it is going to be jokes this weekend, bro.
It is going to be jokes. For real. I'm sure it's going to be jokes.
Listen, salute to Bono and salute to Davido, man. For real.
Respect to them both.
You know what I mean? Doing their thing and everything. Guy, doing their thing.
So, a few days ago, right? Obviously, they released the lineup for Afro Nation.
Right.
The Portugal Afro Nation, obviously, they do that in July. Or the Afro Nation is in July and the Portugal Afro Nation is in July. But they released the lineup, the artist lineup, like the A-list artists, the B-list artists, the C-list artists, you know, whatnot. I was going through the list, right? And I didn't see a single Ghanaian artist on that list.
You sure?
Brother.
Not one.
No Stone Boy. No fucking Shatawale. No Jackie. No Kwame Eugene. No Kiddy.
Are you serious?
Kim Promise.
Well.
No, bro. And I'm thinking, what the hell is going on? Whoa, you guy, did the beef gone out waiting?
Play Nigeria, bro.
Yeah, man.
Nah, bro.
So I was just shocked. Like, I was shocked. I was shockaholic, whatever you want to call it. But
artists have always been there.
They've always been on every Afro Nation list. The Portugal one, they've always been on it. The Miami one, we had Ghanaian artists on it. The fucking Puerto Rico one, there was Ghanaian artists on it. There's always been Ghanaian. If Stone Boy is not on there, Black Sheriff is on there. If Black Sheriff is not on there, Kim Promise is on there. Kamido, Jackie. Like, there's always a Ghanaian artist, at least one Ghanaian artist on there. But this year, Portugal, boom, nothing.
That's crazy, though.
And bear in mind as well, the December Afro Nation was pulled away from Ghana as well. I feel like there is something that we don't know about.
But didn't they say that the reason why it's not been done in Ghana is because of the licensing or whatever?
Bro, obviously, they're going to say something that makes sense. They're going to say something. But I feel like there's an agenda going on here.
Do you think that the whole Play Ghana thing might be involved?
That could have caused this particular...
rift.
Yeah, it could have. But we don't know. It could have.
This is where you kind of wish you have someone on the inside. This is where if Adeshope was here right now,
he would know some shit. And also, if I remember, the last Afro Nation in Portugal, Jackie was obviously on the list. She performed in that. But I heard there was a disagreement between Jackie's camp and the Afro Nation camp.
Oh, is it?
Yeah. Like, Jackie's manager got involved with some... I don't know the in-depth of it, but yeah, apparently there was a rift between Jackie's camp and Afro Nation. I feel like there's a lot going on between the organizers of Afro Nation and Ghanaian artists. Yeah.
That's crazy, bro. I never really thought about that. Obviously, I saw the list. I saw Nicki Minaj, Rema, Shaki, and all them.
Yeah,
but,
brother.
You know, but I never really paid attention to that. That's crazy,
bro. Yeah. We're going to have to do some digging.
We need to make some calls, bro.
Come and spill the spice.
You get me? We need to make some calls, bro, and see what's going on, bro.
They don't know what they're going to be missing. you lot don't know what you're going to be missing.
Just please tell us what do you think we're going to be missing, bro.
You're not going to get Terminator. You're not going to be getting...
Go on.
Man said, you're not going to be hearing Perfect Combi. There's so many songs you are gonna miss. You're not gonna hear Black Sherif's new bangers,
bro. Like, I think you get me.
You're gonna be missing out. Look,
bro, I think we got so much on our side, bro.
I beg.
I think we got so much on our side, bro.
I hear that.
But you know what? We need to make some calls and see what's going on.
We need to see what's going on.
You get me? So we can come on here.
Yeah, and spill the tea. I'm going to make it a personal vendetta to actually find out what's going on. I need to know, man.
That shit crazy, bro.
It's a bit mad.
You know. Anywho's, bruv. Whew. So, actually, Burna Boy was right.
About what? My man has been right about a lot of things lately.
About the decline in the show in Saudi Arabia or Dubai or something.
Was it true?
I mean, have you heard the story about Fredo?
Yeah. <That's> this guy. See where
you get me?
Nah. I still don't believe Burna, but yeah, hey ho.
You still don't believe it?
I still don't believe it.
Hey, listen. Looking at it right now.
5 milli. You trying to say Burna cannot go without weed for like 24, 48 hours?
I was having a conversation with one of my homegirls, right? Mm. And she said, listen, it's probably true. Because they are probably, or he's probably one of them ones, yeah, that cannot operate without smoking. So if he's one of them people that needs that to get on stage and you're telling me I can't have it, now what's the point of me getting on stage for? Like, I'll be fucked.
I'm sure he can get it if he really wanted to.
But that's where the issue is now. Because someone like Fredo,
Fredo is not on Burna Boy's level.
Nah, bro. I don't think it works like that, bro.
I know it doesn't work like that, but what I'm saying is, I'm sure Burna Boy can pull some. He can pull some. You get me,
bro? They don't fuck around over there, man. They do not fuck around over there, bro.
That's what you say, my guy. When you know regular people that even get to smoke a spliff when they're there.
Fredo is a British citizen, bro.
I know, but I'm saying,
still,
bro,
they
even
fuck
regular,
that shit, bro.
He's
5 years in jail.
He fucked up.
But that's what I'm saying.
I don't know if he packed it in his bag and then he took it there or whatever. I don't know how he got caught, but he fucked up. And I don't think this is the first time he's gone out there to smoke weed. It's not his first time, bro. He just got caught.
Listen, everybody's destiny is different. It might be your first time and you get caught. This other person has been doing it 100 times and he or she never gets caught. You get what I mean? Like, that is my point. Did you hear about the girl from Love Island?
Yeah, yeah.
Who also got caught.
Yeah.
And she was facing jail time.
Jail time. And also, I'm sure you heard about the guy with the CBD oil.
There you go.
Like, and he even got, what, 10 years? CBD oil, you know?
There you go.
He's got 10 years. He's been appealing his case for... This was like 2 years ago or whatever. He's been appealing for the longest and still.
Yeah. So when I look at it, at that time when Burnaboy did that, yeah, said whatever he said about that, right? I didn't believe it at first. I thought maybe it was just true. I still don't believe it. But looking at it right now, bro, I think so, bro.
No one turns down 5 mil. I still don't believe it. Tell me what you want to tell me.
I think we are both looking at it from our
bro,
level.
I'm not looking at it from anyone else's level. 5 million is too much money to turn down. Is that simple? Is that simple? If you're going to travel... I mean, my man was playing... What? He played at Afro Nation last year. If you're going to travel to Afro Nation... I think I'd done my little research before. They're not paying you more than 250 bucks. And you're going to turn down 5 mil just because you can't smoke? Bro, come on, my guy. That is tripping, bro. That is a couple of Lamborghinis for you.
Listen, bro, I don't know, bro. If I know that if I go over here... Yeah, if I know that I go over here and if I smoke, I'll go jail. Yeah? And I know that I cannot operate with that... without smoking. But I know that if I perform in 3 other places, I will get the same money that I'm going to get here. Bro, I'm performing in 3 other places, Brody. I'm telling you, bro.
I hear you. But I swear to God. But back to Fredo though, bro. Do you think he deserves that shit?
And of course, I wouldn't say nobody deserves jail and everything. You know what I mean? It's a very unfortunate situation.
Mm.
But at the end of the day, bro, you knew where you are.
Everywhere got rules, isn't it?
Everywhere has rules, bro. You got to stick to them rules.
But it's 5 years now a bit. Do you not feel like it's too steep?
Hey, bro, but that's their rule, cuz.
5 fucking years,
yeah,
brother.
Bro. That's their rule. We are looking at it because of where we are, because we are quite liberal here and everything. You get me? It is their rule over there, cuz.
Yeah.
Don't come around here smoking weed, fam. You get caught, you get clamped off, G. That's it. You get what I'm saying? So I feel bad for bro.
These guys are not joking.
You get me? I feel bad for bro, but shit.
Free Fredo. Free Fredo.
You get me?
Free Fredo. That Fredo, whatever. However you want to call it. Free that nigga, man. You know 5 years. I mean, bro, we're not going to hear... Oh, shit.
Fam, it's a steep one, fam.
It's badass tunes. We're not going to hear some for a minute.
Steep one, bro. I know he will be there right now sweating... He's in jail with probably people that don't speak English and everything. My guy going to lose their thing. Bro, are they trying to rape me?
He's going to be all right. He said he's going to appeal it anyway. So let's see. Of course.
As he should.
Let's see if that helps his situation.
But bro, I keep saying this. Yeah. You see, UK influencers and artists, yeah, they've been on some bullshit lately when it comes to going to the Middle East and everything. And one day they will learn.
Yeah, there's always some madness coming out.
Always... Awesome bullshit in Dubai.
That's true, to be fair. There's always a fight, or there's some sort of violence, or there's always something.
Bruh. You know what I mean? I saw that shit, and the first thing that came to my mind was, one day you guys will learn.
Mm.
You know? They don't play around over there, man. I know it's nice. The weather's nice, everything. You want to go there, go flex and everything. But, bruh.
Bruh, like you said, rules are rules, isn't it? Rules are rules. You might need to find a new location, a new destination.
I'm telling you, if you get clapped up, bro, if you get clapped up, that shit crazy, man.
And these stories are starting to be too regular. Like, you know, today we hear this one is in jail for that. We hear this one has been arrested for smoking this, that. Like, it's becoming. You lot need to pipe down. If you don't say you want to smoke, go somewhere that is... Maybe not accept it, but it's not as frowned down on like it is in the Middle East. Yeah, man. Yeah, if you want to go to the Caribbean islands, I'm sure, maybe you might get to immigration and they'll even give you a split.
Over there. You get me? As a welcome gift and that, fam. You get me? It's a bumper claw. You smoke backwood, bruv. You get me? Big man. You know, that shit crazy, man. But hey, listen, that shit crazy, man.
This is mad.
You know, but listen, cuz.
Just the funny me.
I know. Bro, I was watching Gayle King, right?
Mm.
And this is what she said. After we play, I'm going to ask you a question, bruv.
Yeah.
Let's go.
Really excited, very excited about it. We had gone out maybe 2 months, and then he said he really needed to talk to me. Sure, what is it? Do you think you could lend me $4,000? And I'm like, oh, God.
He jumped out with $4,000 out the gate?
No, I know. It's so funny.
He didn't test the water?
You know what Oprah said? Oprah said, God, I would have felt better if he had said $40,000.
I just went in your purse. Here you go. Here you go.
Crush, because here's somebody who was making, you know, six figures, successful. And when I said, you know, could I ask what it's for? He said, yeah, it was for a child support issue and to pay a payment on some furniture. And so this was Sunday. And he said, I promise I'll pay you back by Thursday. And he did pay me back on Thursday. But I didn't feel the same. But he did, you know, to his credit, pay me back on Thursday. But it just changed the relationship for me. It changed the relationship for me.
Damn.
Golly.
Damn. Well, for people that are watching and listening, so she was seeing a guy for, they've just been seeing each other for 2 months. And my man asked her for bags.
To loan him four bags. Yeah.
You know, and obviously she asked him, what's it for? He said some child support thing and everything. But when you watch the whole interview, she was like that the guy was doing well and everything. The guy has his own money and everything. But maybe at that particular point in time.
Yeah. Okay.
You got me?
Okay.
So, yeah. So, I wanted to ask you, bro. First of all, have you ever asked a chick for money before?
Yeah, I have.
How early to seeing the girl did you ask for money?
Not as early as 2 months.
How early do you think is too early?
The thing is, yeah, this would depend on your relationship with the person.
Break it down.
I mean, some people can go a year and still feel uncomfortable asking their partner for money.
What if the person's not really your partner?
Again, depends on the relationship. You might not be in a relationship with the person, but you feel comfortable enough to ask them for money because you will know. You might be with someone for a month and you feel comfortable enough to ask them for money. Shit. You could be with someone for a whole year or even 2 years. But you're not, you can't even consider asking them for peas. It'd be the way you they rapport with them.
So basically, it'd be the way you put them down.
Bruh, I can be dating a girl, right, for 6 weeks. But I've spent money on her. Like, I've taken it out. Like, we've done things. She knows that I'm good. At this point, I can ask her for money. And I'm thinking she's not going to feel a type of way about it.
Shit.
It's all packaging. It's all the way you move with them. It's all the way you cut. You get what I'm trying to say?
I hear you, but you have not met some chicks that are, bro, they are stone cold, bruv.
They can fuck off then. And that would be my red flag then. If I'm going out and spending peas on you, right?
And they don't give a shit. They'll be looking at you.
Then keep moving.
Bro, they'll be looking at you crazy for even asking them for money.
Then
bro.
Keep moving. I'm not saying give me a free. I'm not saying give it to me for free.
Yeah.
I'm not saying give me a goodie bag.
Yeah.
I'm paying you back in a week.
Yeah.
I've already spent more than that on you. You feel me?
So some of them don't give a shit.
Then you're not meant to be in my life.
And they don't give a shit about that.
Oh, cool. Yeah, it's good
they
for me.
They will even, bro, sometimes they will even insult you in the fucking group chat. They'll be like, yo, look at this dude and everything. Like, he's been taking me out for the last 2-3 weeks or whatever the case is, you know. And but fam, they will even laugh at you, fam. I'm telling you, bro.
Nah. I hear that. But to be fair, bro, I will feel hella uncomfortable asking a chick for money after dating her for 2 months. I'm not doing that shit.
But the thing is, if you know that you've been blowing her back, you know, sometimes, you know, you've been blowing some chick, like you've been blowing her back out. Right. And you know, you can sense that she's knee dipped into this thing right now. Yeah. And you know, say you get her brain for your palm. Yeah. You know, you've been putting down the work. Sometimes that can give you the vim to even ask.
Vim to ask, yeah.
Because at that point, she's even asking you, oh, do you want to drive my car?
Bro, this is the point I'm making. You will know. Like, you will know. the rapport, the way you guys are moving, you will know.
Sometimes it's not even like if you've been dicking her down well.
So you feel like it's all about this.
You get me? She's even the one who's so suggesting, oh, do you want the spare key to the house? Yeah, listen, you can come to the house anytime you want. Do you want me to add it to the car insurance? You got me. You can come and pick me up from work, bro. I'm telling you, bro.
Fucked.
Once you put in that work, bro.
Nah, fucked.
Now them self gonna beg you. I didn't tell you.
Nah, true. But I can understand why certain women will not feel the same way after that's happened.
Me personally, I wouldn't.
You wouldn't feel the type of way.
I wouldn't feel the same way towards the woman if she asked me.
There we go. Like, bro, I'm sure we've had conversations before, like back, like in the past, like where, guy, this girl, they ask me for money, or like, bro, what the fuck does she take me for? Like, you get me? Like, yeah. I know I've done that before.
Yes, same like, as well.
You get me? A chick will ask you for peas, and then I'll go around to my boys. I'm like, yo, this girl is asking me for, like, well, like, you feel me? Or it might not be money. They might be hinting, like, you know, my phone, you need to buy me a new phone. Like, my phone is broken. Like, and then I'm looking at it like, yo.
Buy your new phone.
We've only been chatting, or we've only been talking, or seeing each other for what, how many weeks, and you're already trying to like finesse me. Like, yeah. So I can understand how a woman will feel that way.
If you've been chatting to a girl for 2 months, yeah, and her birthday is within 2 months.
Yeah.
Would you...
She'll get a present.
Okay, she'll get a present.
You should get a present, but not an expensive present.
What do you mean by expensive though?
I'm not spending more than a couple of hundreds on there.
In 2 months that you've met her?
Depends on what I feel, like how I feel about her, innit?
Right, I hear that.
Yeah, but regardless of how I feel about her, she's not getting an expensive present. Hell no. Like 2 months, that is not long enough. that is not long enough to get a flipping brand new iPhone or a holiday trip or... Like, you feel me?
Yo, cool. I didn't recognize your game up until now. I apologize, bruv.
What?
You got me? So you're out here giving out brand new phones on holidays, bruv.
I'm just saying, bro.
You got what I'm saying? No, I didn't recognize your game, my boy.
This guy.
I didn't recognize your game, my boy.
So you never...
You know what I mean? I apologize, my boy.
So what is the most you spent on a woman then? On a birthday?
I don't know, bro.
Come on, bro. I'm sure you know.
I don't know, bruv. You know, Chris.
All right, say no more.
Look at my hands.
I just want to know, innit?
Nothing. You got me? Nothing.
Right. Certain man out there will be using their whole pay slip. Their entire wage.
Oh, Charlie.
You get me?
And for the next one, they're going to drink Gary.
Gary soakings.
They're going to drink Gary or they're going to chop it, Dobby, bro.
Or they're going to chew bread. You know the sweet bread.
The sweet bread, bro.
Sweet bread and water.
You be like, yo, fam, are you coming out this weekend? Nah, bro, fam, I'm chilling this weekend, bro. You get me? Next week, be like, yo, fam, you coming out this weekend? Nah, bro, fam, I'm chilling, bro.
You don't know.
You get me? You look the guy had not shaved throughout the weekend, bro. You get me? Throughout the month. Nah. You be like, fam, like... You've not had a shit, yeah, bro. I'm just growing my beard.
Yeah. So men, they so far.
Oh, Charlie.
Nah, brother.
Nah, but it's so funny that she said that, yeah. Because a lot of women will feel the way she feels.
Yeah, yeah.
Or rather, the way she felt, right? But men, we are not really like that. Because some of us are tricks, innit? Some of us are tricks. Some of us are even happy if a woman asks us for money. That early, bro, you be like, yo, yeah, bro. You get me?
No,
like,
not me, though, but I hear that.
Definitely not me. You get me? I mean, a couple girls that might have said, yo, are you sure you're Nigerian? I don't know what the fuck that question meant. You get what I'm saying?
You lot are supposed to be givers, isn't it?
Fam. I don't know how we got that reputation, bro. I hate that reputation because some Nigerians think, you know, it's a big up and everything, right? Like you hear some girls say, yo, you know, I prefer Nigerians because they know how to take care of women and Nigerians will spoil you. So the only reason why you like Nigerians is because the dude is a trick.
That is the world we live in now, isn't it?
You get me? Like you're basically saying that the dude is a trick.
Yeah, yeah. They're in to get what they want too.
You get what I'm saying? Like, all through your soliloquy, you did not say, watch you. You did not stop, say anything about your quality. It's just, oh, you know, he's ballsy.
Yeah, it's like, just what he's got to offer.
Yeah, bro. You get what I'm saying? And me, I'm broke, bro. Fam, that is my favorite two words.
You're broke.
So bro.
You're not the giving type.
I am.
Okay.
Depending on who.
All right, excuse my choice of words.
Yeah, exactly, please. Take it back, bruv.
Excuse me. You're broke. That's what it is. You're just broke.
Yeah, you get me? I'm broke, bro. You get me? My favorite word is, let me see what I can do.
Let me, bruh. That's my favorite word, too.
Once I hit you with, like, let me see what I can do.
Make I see what I can do. Make I see what I fit do. Make I see what I will fit do. I'll let you know.
Let me see what I can do, bruv. You get me? I'll tell you, bro.
If you go back after a couple of hours after the guy, I tried, you know.
I tried, bro.
I don't go for help.
I didn't tell you.
At least you tried. At least you tried, bro.
Listen, bro. A lot of that, bro. You get
nah,
me?
Nah, nah.
But Phoenix, it's so crazy, yeah, because when I was listening to her and all that, right, and... Did you see the video, the interview that Shaq did?
What one? What was it about?
Shaq O'Neal, where he was talking to women about your problems. That sometimes that they're gonna, if you do that, that they're gonna use that against you.
Huh.
Did you watch that?
No. Is it a long one?
No, it's not really a long one.
Let's hear it out. Let's hear it out.
It's like a relationship. The day you fall out, that woman ain't as interested as you think.
Yeah, once you start complaining and dragging your feet.
She don't want to hear no complaints. The day you come home and think you could be like, baby, I was down, I lost it. She going to stroke your ego, but she going to remember that time. You cannot let them see you one time down. The world can't see your head down one time.
Ever.
So I'd tell people.
I want you both to know that you can.
No.
Like, and I know that you've experienced.
Cannot.
I don't want to get to like Dr. Phil shit right now.
No, but
you don't think you've ever had someone that you really could trust and really open up.
Now, if you want to give somebody else some coochie all the time, you know what I'm saying, if you want a bad one, I'm just being real.
No, I guess
you open up to a woman.
Yeah,
never. No, never.
When's the last time you think you've opened up to a woman?
We don't.
In your whole life,
bro. I'm telling you,
man. Got players like I couldn't. Me and him related.
Yeah.
It's our first time meeting,
but there's some connection here.
Oh, no.
And they're going to tell you you can.
Because you know why?
But it's a trap.
Because you know why?
I'm trapped like a motherfucker.
No, I'm going to tell you why. Because once you do, whenever something go down, they're going to throw it back in your face.
Well, that's why.
Real.
That's why. So.
Do you believe that, though?
I don't think it's gender specific. I don't think it's gender specific, but I get what he's trying to say, you know, but in his context, I hear him because I've seen it happen. I've seen it happen a couple times where at your vulnerable time, you tell a woman something and one day she throws it at your face, bruv.
Yeah, yeah.
You got what I mean? Have you ever seen, I'm going to use this example. Have you ever seen a situation where a woman helped a man get a visa or get a British passport?
Yeah, yeah.
You better not raise your voice in the house.
Yeah, yeah. Hell yeah.
You better not raise your voice in the house, bro.
If you do, you know where you stand after.
How can you even say that? You know, without me, you won't even be in this country.
Brother,
do you know what I did for you?
Brother, but that's a whole different level.
Bruh.
No, but that level is different.
But that's my point, though.
That level is...
They threw that shit in your face.
Quick, bro.
You get me? Or they'll quickly remind you when you were broke. Shit. The one that I saw one time was one of my man, he lost his job and everything. And for a couple months, she was holding it down and everything, right? He bounced back on his feet. He's not a bum. He bounced back on his feet and everything, right? And then fast forward a year or two later, he cheated, innit?
Oh, shit.
And then she found out, bro, she brought that shit back, bro.
Shit.
When she was telling the story to people, she'd be like, can you imagine this guy lost his job, right?
I
was looking after him, giving transfer money, boom, 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 boom. And she brought that shit back, bro.
I've got a brethren. I know some guy. He's not even with the girl no more. They split up, maybe like 4 years ago, maybe like 3-4 years ago. She still chats about this shit.
Yeah, there you go.
You get me? I did this for him.
Yeah.
I did that for
him.
They
will list
you
that
know,
for you, bro.
I paid this for him. This, that, 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 that. Bro, anytime she sees any of the friends they have in common,
she'll bring it up.
She'll bring that shit up.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a whole fact.
He did, and he still left me. Did. Bro.
That's a whole fact.
You lot are not together no more.
Mm-hmm.
Like, why are you still doing this shit?
Yeah, that's a whole fact. That's a whole fact. I always tell people this. Yeah? Believe it or not. I know this might sound a bit controversial, right? Women are, when it comes to money, finances, and relationship, women are very, very materialistic when it comes to that. I will tell you why. A lot of women, they focus so much on money. A man can get a girl who's not on his level and be in a relationship with her and boost up her status.
Mm.
Very rarely would you see a woman do that for a man.
Yeah, yeah.
You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Most of my friends that I know, women that have great jobs and earning great salaries, most of them are still single.
Mm. True. No, that is fucked.
And when you ask them,
that is fucked.
They say, I work so much for my money and everything. Why would I be with a man who's not on my level?
Fucked. They want someone that is either
you
above their level
or their
or
level,
or at least on their level. Yeah. No, that is
I'm
fucked.
Telling you,
that is fucked.
Women always, they are the ones that always bring up money when it comes to relationships.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, I know a couple of we've had this conversation and they are still single. They have great jobs. I'm talking about they are on money.
But they won't settle for someone.
No.
Yeah.
Hell no.
No, that is.
And a couple of them have said that to me. They've been like, listen, you know, if I'm going to be with a guy, you know, like I've got to be with a guy who's on my level or above my level and everything. Why would I be with a guy who's not my level? Like I'll be looking after him and everything. And it's not necessarily the fact that she's going to be looking after him because she will not be looking after him. He's probably earning his own money.
Yeah.
You get me? But he's not earning as much as her. So to her, that's below her.
And she go wait there, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And I see it all the time.
While
men, we can be earning good money, and because we like a chick who's not even earning as much as we do.
Or who's probably not even employed.
Or who's not probably not even employed, bro. That's a whole fact.
Yeah.
That's a whole fact, bro. And we take the person.
Easy.
It happens.
It happens every day. That is very common. That is very, very common.
You get what I'm saying? It happens.
Women. I mean, I can't explain this, but hey, obviously we're men, we're the breadwinners, we're the force of the house. So we're expected to be the providers.
Yeah.
You feel me? But at the same time, obviously, the way the world is going these days, equality and all of that shit, as a woman, don't just expect to end up with someone that is a better earner than you are. You get me? And half of these women are in their 30s and some of them even in their 40s and they are still single, bro.
Yeah, bro.
I don't know what they are waiting for. If you want to be Mary Magdalene, I don't even know.
Fam, they are looking for that guy who's on their level, fam.
Keep looking.
And at the end of the day, everybody's standards is everybody's standards.
Standard.
Whatever your standard is.
Clearly, if your standard is not working out, like if you're still, like if you want to have a child, for example, and you're in your late 30s, and you still haven't found your standard. Are you still going to sit on that high horse?
Some of them will. But this is the thing. When I have a conversation with some of my homegirls and everything, I always tell them, you got to ask yourself, are you your type's type?
Mm.
Are you your type's type?
Break that down.
What do I mean by that? Right. If you're on a 200K, a year, 100K a year. Let's say 100K a year. All right? And you're looking for a guy who's on 100K or above. For the most part, let's use London for example.
Mm.
Right? You gotta look at yourself. Are you your type's type? Because for the most part, most of them guys that are on 100K, 200K a year, they are looking for model type of chicks, bruv. They are looking for influencer type of chicks, bruv. Mm. You got what I mean? They are probably not even looking for a relationship because they just having fun.
Sex.
Because girls are throwing themselves at him, right? So you have to be a different breed of chick for him to even look at you.
That's facts.
Does that make sense?
A lot of sense.
So you got to look at yourself. Are you your type's type? Whatever your type is. Yeah? All right, cool. But then you also forget, yeah, that you have this big pool of men, right? Now, if you're talking about guys that are on 50K above, that pool most likely is going to shrink a little bit. You know what I mean? And then you're looking, oh, he has to be tall, this. That pool is going to shrink
a little bit.
Right? Now, he's going to be on a certain bracket. It's still going to shrink a little bit.
He hasn't got to have kids.
Yeah, exactly. He's going to shrink. So, before you know, this is the pool you're looking at. And all these other chicks that are probably better looking than you, that are probably earning more than you, even though you're on 100K, you know what I mean? All of them are looking into this pool too. So the question will be, always ask yourself, are you your type's type? Do you understand my point?
No. Perfectly well.
I'm telling you, bro.
Are you your type's type?
Are you your type's type?
You might not be your type's type.
Yeah, bro.
So go find yourself another type.
That's it, bro. You know what I'm saying? And I'm not saying that anybody should be with a bum. No, that's not what I'm saying.
Now, your preference and your choice. Yeah, exactly. If that is what it is for you, like if you cannot, you know, readjust your type. If you cannot give or take anything, that is what you want, then keep looking.
Just adjust the fuel filters a little bit. You know what I mean? Just do some reset or something.
If you don't feel adjust, keep looking. God might bless you and then you might find your type.
You get me, bro.
You feel me? But if not, all the best in your search.
I'm telling you, man. You get me? But just before we get off here, bro, have you seen the video that I've been circulating online and everything of this comedian called Corey? I believe it's Corey Humble. Because the reason why I brought it up is someone like yourself, you got kids. You know, I'm not very knowledgeable in this department. So I will follow your lead. Yeah?
Yeah.
Should we play it? All right. It might be a little bit long. So you lot, please have a little bit of patience with us.
My motherfucking daughter was talking shit to me the other day. I was like, bitch, I don't know you. You start back talking to her? No, the bitch crazy.
How she just called you out of the blue?
Hell yeah, because she needed something.
Dang. You should have gave her my number, man.
You still on that looking for it?
Oh, I believe my daughter runs circles around me, boy.
She's taller than him for sure.
She is not taller than me.
Oh, the last time she was here, I got a picture of she and I standing next to each other. You see how tall she is.
I mean,
tall.
I brought it up because she tried to run game on me. Like, she was brought up by her mama. But, you know what I'm saying? Instead of realizing I got away from her mama because I don't speak to her mama, she be like, I know you hate my mama. I'm like, bitch, I ain't got time to hate nobody. Your mama was drama. Now, here it is all these years later. You just like your mama. Both of y'all can kiss my motherfucking ass. I go make another daughter. I don't give a fuck. If you ain't good as a person, no matter who you are, I have a cutoff switch God blessed me with.
Amen.
To say, fuck you, motherfucker. I don't give a fuck if it's my kid. My motherfucking mama, you know your daughter trying to get in touch with you? I say, oh, mama. You watch that little bitch.
Yeah, see, it's. I get where you guys are coming from because I had the same.
You watch that little bitch. That bitch is brought up in this new generation where there is no honor, there is no respect thy parents, there is no. The way the youngsters are brought up now, they will fuck over the mama and daddy quicker than they'll fuck over somebody in the streets. What the fuck? I don't give a fuck. If you are so hell-bent in making me a villain and saying I did you wrong, get the fuck away from me. I didn't love your mama. You just popped up on a nigga. I tried to show you love. Shit, you come out here, I did all this shit for her. She was still talking shit. So I'm just saying, it's like, I'm not like everybody else. I don't need your acceptance. Somebody said to me, fuck it. My mama said to me today, Corey, later in life, you might need your daughter. I said, if I need that bitch, I'm done for. A lot of motherfuckers might not say this.
No, and it's hard for others to relate because...
You motherfuckers out here with kids. Like, your kids ain't shit. Your kids run over you. And you know they run over you. And you let them run over you and you justify by saying, these my kids.
Exactly.
Not with me. If I got somebody, I capitalize every letter in somebody. If somebody running over me, I'ma tell them, I'm about to take a shit. Get over here fast. Because I want to shit on you. Give a fuck who you are. You don't get to fuck me over. I don't give a fuck. This is my time on this planet. I ain't finna be worried about your funky ass, whoever the fuck you are. If you ain't no righteous motherfucker, I don't give a fuck if it's your child or whoever it is.
The same way, yep.
Get the fuck away from me. Especially when you grown. You can have a little patience with a child. Sometimes you can beat a child up and get away with it.
Oh, my God, stop.
I'm saying, but when motherfuckers is 20, 25, 30,
yeah, you know
talking crazy to you, if you let them hang around you because they're your kids, that shows human weakness in you.
Shit. You have to drop a gunshot for this one, bro.
Yeah, no, no. My man's got a point. He's being fucked.
So I brought it up because obviously you're a parent.
Yeah, but see, the thing is, obviously my child is not at that age yet. Where he's going to be fucking about, or God forbid. But like, you feel me? Like, he's still respectful. He still listens to his parents. Like, he's not at that age yet. So I can't really relate to that. God forbid that does not happen to me, where my child tries to fuck me over in that way. But I can't really say it's happened to me before. I can see what he's trying to say, or I can see... But obviously, kids will be kids. Like, he'll try and finish you a little. Not finish you per se, but, oh, daddy, you know, you promised me this. Or daddy, you know... Like he'll try and then find a way to get what he wants. Like, we've all been kids before. We try to finesse our ways to get shit. But this sounds deeper than... You feel me? This sounds like...
I don't think that's what he was trying
exactly.
to say.
Exactly. He's trying to say like...
He's trying to talk when you got beef with your child.
Yeah, yeah.
But you, when your child is out here being disrespectful to you as a parent, especially in this age of social media, you know, he or she, because we've seen it happen with 50 Cent and his son.
Mm-hmm.
We've seen it happen with Master P and his son. We've seen it happen with Russell Simmons and his daughters.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, we've seen
T.I. and his son as well.
T.I. and his son. Like, you see all that shit happening where the kids, and you probably have supported them all your life, you know, trained them and everything, all their life and everything. And, you know, just one day, they're not happy about something, or they can't get, you get me? And, or maybe you're no longer with their mother, you know, they come on social media and just blast you,
yeah,
bro.
Yeah, yeah.
We've seen it happen. So at that point as a parent, would you just chuck it up to, you know what, they're just kids, I still love my kids? Or does it get to a point where you'd be like, you know what, fuck this shit?
I won't be surprised it gets to a point where you're like, fuck this shit. But it depends on you, innit? Like, a lot of parents would accept so much bullshit. Like he even said, there's not many people, I don't think there's many people like him.
50 Cent.
These are selective, bro, because I'm sure all of these A-list artists are going through shit like this. Because bear in mind, most of them have got baby mothers. They've got older kids. Like, these people that we grew up listening to, they're all old now. They are older now. I'm sure their kids are like teenagers or in their 20s at this point. And a lot of them have got multiple kids with different women and whatnot. I'm sure a lot of them go through this shit. But these are the ones that have actually come out and then express their frustration or said to the world that, listen, fuck this boy, fuck this child of mine. I don't, like, you get what I'm trying to say? I'm sure a lot of them are going through it silently and they are still feeding their kids. Because not a lot of people, not a lot of men or not a lot of parents can say, like, I'm cutting off my child. And let, like, you feel me?
Bro, I think I can, you know.
You might be able to do that, but
bro, if I find out that my, if I realize that my kid is being utterly, like, I'm talking about wildly disrespectful, where would I've tried to have conversations, you got me as a parent or whatever, it gets to that point where I'd be like, you know what, nah.
Yeah, fuck this shit.
Yeah, I'm that kind of person. Especially if I know that I've put my life down for you, done everything for you and everything. Because some of the shit that we see, forget about celebrities, bro. Even in like real life shit.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like, I know people, I've had conversation with a couple of my friends that have no relationship with their parents. And some of the shit they say about their parents, and I'm like, what the fuck? So when you have that type of child, you wouldn't even want to have no relationship with them. And I understand that people can easily say, oh yeah, but you're the parent, you have to. But sometimes, especially if your child is grown.
They're an adult now.
They're an adult right now. You wouldn't even take that disrespect from a stranger. You know what I'm saying?
And he said something that I'm thinking, like, he said they'll even, it's like, in a way, this is what he's trying to say, they'll pick their friends over you, the parent.
Yeah, absolutely.
You feel absolutely me? Which is mad.
Someone disrespect that they will give to you, they will not even give that to their friends.
Nah.
You know, but it's the entitlement, you know, that's my, and some of them just go overboard, especially with social media, bro. Like, I've seen it so many times happen, and I'm like thinking, bro, I remember when this person was born, right? I remember when your parent, your dad was taking you on tour and all this kind of shit. But now, because he's no longer with your mom, now he's the bad guy. You get me? Like, you see that all the time. Russell Simmons, I remember Russell Simmons was always, you know, showcasing his daughters and everything. Like, you get me? But because obviously he's no longer with their mom, I think it was a couple years ago, they blasted that man on social media, bruv. Like, that shit was crazy.
It's wrong.
And I'm looking at that thinking, if those are my kids, fuck you. Swear to God, bro. I'm making another baby, bruv. Yeah, like, that's the same shit that 50 Cent did. He tried, he said it. He said, bro, sometimes I find out where my son is, I go there just to speak to him. He doesn't want to speak to me because his mom has poisoned his mind. You go, I mean, because his mom has poisoned his mind, bro. I, like, he did everything to mend the relationship because, you remember, go watch the videos, Wangsta and things. That was a little boy there. His tour, he was taking the boy around. Obviously, that was the time that he was still with the mom. You get me? But after him and the mom broke up or whatever, obviously, she got in her feelings like some women do, and they turned the kid against the dad. Okay, cool. If the child is still a child at the time, that's all right. But when the child gets older and becomes an adult.
Yeah. Leave them to make their own decisions when it comes to their parents. Yeah. Like, don't keep.
And he said he tried to mend that relationship with the boy, but the boy said no. He, at that point, he said, you know what? Fuck you.
But so at that point, in this instance, right, can you blame the child like that?
Can I blame the child?
Yeah.
As an adult, yeah.
I mean, but bro, like, this is what he was growing up. This is what he was taught growing up.
Yes, as a child, I get it. But as an adult,
it doesn't change. It does automatically. The fact that he's an adult does not automatically mean he can easily switch up and then say, oh shit, all my mom said was wrong. Or, like, you feel me?
I believe, this is what I believe, right? I believe that even if you wouldn't want to have that relationship with your parent, right, or your dad or your mom, whatever the case is, at least have a conversation. Let them know exactly how you feel, and then you can now take it from there, whatever the thing you want to do. You get what I mean? Like, I get it, you know, but this notion that a parent should not be able to say, no, well, fuck this shit. Nah, I disagree, bro.
No, I disagree.
If something is affecting my life and my health and this fucking kid, you know, who I spent my life and everything, training and everything, trying to, you know, work on this relationship and everything. If the child said, bruh, at some point you'd be like, you know what, fuck this shit. I swear to God, yeah.
It would be difficult, but it would be very difficult. It's gonna hurt you. It depends on how far gone the relationship is, like how fucked up it is. Like, you get me? Like you said, if you're trying to make amends and trying to get to know him and, you know, go to meet him and try, and then he or she's not having it. Then what's the point? It'll get to a point, it'll be like, you know what, fuck this. Like,
yeah, bro.
You've tried hard enough. I get it. They are your child. Like, the bond is there. But it will get to a point. To you, Seth, it will be frustrating. Like, you're just gonna...
And that's the point where I'm gonna sign off my will to my dog and my cat, bro.
You're mad.
He get me. He get me. Yeah, fam. Should we call it a day, yeah?
Yeah, bro.
Yeah, man. You get me. It's been a good one, though.
Always.
Just before we leave, Usher's new track list has come out. Burna Boy is on the album. Fields is on the album, bro.
Are we shock prized? I mean, we're not shock prized.
We're not shock prized. It's Burna, bro. My guy's everywhere right now. He's not, J. Cole, 21 Savage, Busta Rhymes.
He's not missing.
You get me? Now Usher's guy. Now what?
He's not missing.
Now what?
Person is going to be on a Drake album. He's going to be on a Kanye album. You'll be so.
Now what? But that speaks to his level of excellence.
Yeah, of course.
And that was what I was trying to say. His level of excellence, bro. You got to be excellent.
There we go again.
You get what I'm saying, bro? You're crazy. Anywho's. Listen. Salute to every single one of y'all there, man. Salute to all the freshies. You know, thank you for rocking with us. As you already know, this is Fresh Out the World Podcast. It's your boy Toby and your boy Cole. Salute to Kels. Next episode, we got Diego. Looking forward to it. You go, I'm saying? But listen, salute to every single one of you that's been rocking with us from the beginning up until now. Subscribe to the channel. Watch the videos. Leave a like. Leave a comment. Share it. Tell a friend to tell a friend.
Or tell an enemy to tell a friend.
Because they got friends too. And also, you can enjoy the audio episodes on Spotify, Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Amazon Podcast. Wherever you are, we are there. And also, if you want to work with us, you know, promotion-wise, if you want to advertise and everything, listen, slide into our DMs or also send us an email on FOTBpodcast@yahoo.com.
Yep.
And until next time.
Peace and love.
Salute.